Breaking news.
And this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets. And see why. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
To the elite episode of the Get Authentic with Marcus show. I'm your host, Marcus Ogden. On today's episode, we're talking about Miss Lainey Liberty. But before bringing up to the stage, I want to thank two of our amazing sponsors, Money Ripples, owned by Mr. Chris Miles. They help you create different ways of investing, growing your assets, and achieving the wealth goals and objectives that you have. And we have Many Minds. It is a crypto-based company where they invest in their fund through different computer technology that invests and gets involved in the crypto space. Now, here she is, Lainey. How are you doing today, Lainey?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm really happy to be here.
Thank you for joining us. So first question, young lady. What does the word authentic / authenticity mean to Lainey Liberty?
Wow, that's a really wonderful question. I often use that term, and I work with teens' mental health, and I also work with parents. And so for me, authenticity really means, first of all, creating the communication between oneself and their inner worlds. And that really means authentically knowing what is happening, what programs are running in the subconscious thinking mind, what's influencing your responses. And when there are situations where a person, whether a parent or a teen, is triggered, finding out what the authentic true nature of that stimulus is. Is it, you know, a reaction from the past that's not really about now? And then having the ability and the confidence to say, I'm so sorry. I'm triggered. This is something I'm working on. And instead of going into reaction, one can choose to respond. That to me is authenticity and an authentic interaction between two humans.
No, Lainey, what I really like is your work around mental health awareness and mental health stability with the youth and parents. And you talked about something I thought was very riveting about not being reactionary. I really like a guy named Jack Canfield. He has an equation that says E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. So event is something that happens in your life, like someone challenging you or maybe confronting you or whatever the case may be. Like no matter what, it's an event, right? But like he said, the response, you control either your behavior, your thoughts, and or your images. And Jack said, when you control your behavior, thoughts, and or images, the outcome is what you desire and or desired, and you have a much greater chance of getting the life that you want. Talk about that in your work, like how you help people control their behavior, their thoughts, and their images, right, Lainey, to achieve what their heart desires.
Absolutely. And I love his work. I think he is a thought leader in this field. And I'm really, really thrilled that you brought up his work. One of the deep dives that I did was really learning about the brain. And the brain is this wonderful computer. And again, my clients are teens. Primarily, again, I work with parents, but my joy is really working with teens. And the way that I've learned to frame and share with teens so they can understand this is think about the hardware, like your computer or your phone. That's the thing that we're carrying around on the top of our shoulders, you know, held up by our neck. Within this area, we've got this powerful tool, this piece of hardware called a brain. And the software, which is like running a program, that's the thing that we can control. So we all have very similar pieces of hardware. Some, you know, work in different ways, and that's okay. But what we're talking about is the software. So if you think of a computer, the interface of the computer, the way that we connect with the programs is by using the keyboard for the most part. Sometimes it's the mouse, sometimes, you know, it's trackpads, whatever, right? So we're interfacing with it. And if you think about the brain and the conscious part of the brain, which can process 20,000 bits of information per second. And you're going, wow, that's a lot of information. Well, that's the conscious thinking brain, and that's the interface equal to the interface on a computer. Well, what's happening in the background is about 4 billion bits of information per second. And that's the subconscious. So within our subconscious mind, we store lots of stuff. And because we're limited to what we can actually access from the conscious thinking mind, it's up to us to use tools to help us create the bridge between the conscious and the unconscious, right? Because if we just let the programs run in the background without being checked, we become a victim to that programming. And what I've learned through years and years of research is that our brain creates the programs that are the most strong between 0 and 7 years old. And that almost seems like a cruel joke because we don't have the developmental ability to cognitively discern what an event means. So for example, if we're 2 years old and say mom comes home, you know, and you've been with the babysitter and you've been waiting with mom and you're like, mom.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
And you just want a hug. And let's say she had a bad day or she got a flat tire or maybe she had a speeding ticket. And she comes in and she races past you, doesn't even acknowledge you, and goes maybe to the phone or to her bedroom or the bathroom or something. Our two-year-old brain, which is very me-centric, can perceive and interpret this situation as something's wrong with me, or I'm not lovable, or I'm not important. And the more that we use that exact train of thinking, the same thought, it becomes written as part of our software. So say another event happens and that happens and we think that thought again, and all beliefs are in the brain are habitual thoughts. And if we don't have the developmental ability to challenge those or question them as they come up, at 2-year-old, we don't. It becomes part of our written software. So as a teen or even an adult, we have the responsibility to be accountable for the programming that we're bringing with us everywhere as we interact in the world. And as a teen, it's a wonderful time to start looking at these things because they're, as teens and adolescents, they still have a great deal of neuroplasticity, which is ability to rewrite the programming. Whereas with adults, you and I, we have a little harder time. We still have neuroplasticity, but it takes more effort and a lot more focus and commitment. But it's not to say it can't be done, because it can be done. So that you know, sort of sums up. I hope that answers your question.
It does. It does. And what I really find most impactful, you talked about the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. So a good friend of mine, name is Tom McCarthy. He used to be Tony Robbins' head of research and development and marketing and sales. And Tom wrote a book called The Breakthrough Code. And it talks about how the subconscious mind could break down, like you said, 40 plus million to billion pieces of information in a matter of seconds. And I have a saying, right? The conscious mind was built to protect us from harm. Like we constantly like, well, if you do this, this could happen bad. Like our conscious mind is designed to kind of protect us and keep us in a box. Our subconscious mind has no limitations, has no fear. It goes for greatness. So people that tap into it, like yourself for your work, or Michael Jordan as a basketball player, Kobe Bryant as a basketball player, people who are, business leaders, Jeff Bezos with Amazon, Steve Jobs, et cetera, they learn to tap into their subconscious mind to achieve that greatness. So my question is, in your work around mental health, focus, clarity, the betterment of teens and sometimes their adult parents, how do you help people to kind of remove limitations of their conscious mind and try to really dig in deep and kind of pull and tap into their subconscious mind?
It's a beautiful question. So I've created a whole set of tools that we use in our practice. And really the first bit of understanding has got to be this information that we just shared, right? And we, you know, as teens, we pull it apart and they find it so fascinating because nobody ever explained this to them before. And that gives them this natural curiosity to want to dig in deeper and see what's there. Now, I slightly disagree with you about the subconscious mind is the place of greatness. And the conscious mind is the place that protects us. I do believe that the subconscious mind is very difficult to change because a lot of times our conscious mind comes up with this pattern of thinking, which our conscious mind perceives as a belief or a truth, right? Because the brain doesn't know the difference between truth and fiction. It just knows what habitually has been thought. And if we have this pattern of thinking in our subconscious mind, our conscious mind believes this as a truth, right? Oh, that is true. I continue to believe that. And the subconscious mind does what it does, and it doesn't like to be changed. So there's a lot of pushing it out, a lot of pushing the poking out. And I never, ever urge my clients or teens to battle with the subconscious mind, because that's an internal war that you just will never win. You don't want to engage in that. You don't want war happening inside of yourself. Instead, it's important to do it. Creates a connection between the subconscious and the conscious mind, and that takes practice. So creating the connection and practicing it is part of the tool that I give them. And there's certain techniques that we use. We use stream of consciousness writing. We do a lot of different techniques to create that bridge. And the other thing that I help teens do is to name the voice in their head, the voice of their subconscious, and start to befriend it. So there's journaling exercises and things like that. And the reason why this is important is we don't, like I said, want to create war within. And we also understand that the conscious mind that cognitively wants the change is not going to be reflected in the subconscious behavior, the subconscious, the playing of the program. And so what we want to do is consciously create an understanding between the voice of our subconscious and let the unconscious know that we honor it, that we know that it's just trying to protect us. The protection comes from the subconscious, not the conscious, because the subconscious doesn't want to change. It's believed this thought, it runs the pattern, it wants to preserve its own programming throughout the rest of the life of the person, because that's the program that it's comfortable with, and that's all it knows. And so we have to keep honoring the voice of the subconscious. I do this also through some really detailed and guided shadow work. A lot of our shadows are contained in the subconscious mind, which turn into patterns of thinking, which then we perceive as beliefs or truths about ourselves. And a lot of that is covered in shame. The other tools that I use is creating an open dialogue to our fears, to all of our emotions, and really creating space to sit with uncomfortable feelings so we're not afraid of them, so that discomfort becomes part of our comfort zone, so we're comfortable being uncomfortable. And that's where the foundation of change happens. There's also, again, I wrote a book. There's a whole chapter of nothing but tools, and these are the tools that I use in my practice. Sometimes it's hard to like open up a book and follow the tools, or at least my learning style, it is. I like to learn by doing, but the tools are powerful on their own, and anybody can use them.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Awesome. I love that, Lane, because, and I love the discussion, the dialogue, because one thing I've learned is I'm not always right. Things that I read may not always be correct. So I love when people say, hey, that makes sense, but there's a way looking at it this way, which is awesome because it gives me opportunity to learn more and broaden my horizon to be better at my work as a podcast host, speaker, coach, consultant. And I tell my clients, no matter who you are, never stop learning. The minute you stop learning, it's the minute you start dying. So let's go ahead and pull up your book and kind of share with our audience, right, Lane, your book. What's it about? What can they gain? What value add will people gain from reading your book, engaging your book, and let's reading a lot of your great educational and, of course, inspiring information that's in your book?
Yeah, thank you for that, for the invitation to share. So my book is called Seen, Heard, and Understood: Parenting and Partnering with Teens for Greater Mental Health. This is the first edition that came out, and then I released a hardcover anniversary edition, which is a little bit bigger, and it has six more tools in it. This book is written for parents. Your children can be any age. It's not too early to dive into this. And I'm not a PhD. I don't have a degree in psychology. I am a self-directed learner. I'm an autodidactic. And the book contains all kinds of psychology, neurobiology, information about like brain development and things like that. I've had my book reviewed by PhDs and by medical doctors, and they all say, my God, this information is spot on. And it's written in a way that a parent can absolutely absorb it. I also include lots of personal stories in the book. So I raised my son, who is now 24, in partnership. And what that means is partnership parenting is a non-authoritarian paradigm in parenting. And this requires the parent to show up, or parents to show up as they are, totally accountable for their own actions and interactions and reactions. So we're accountable. So you trigger me, you're not to blame. I'm responsible for the behavior of my trigger. And that is a gift, and it's showing me the work I have to do. So in partnership, we show up as human beings, fallible. And that's really scary for a lot of parents, right? Because, you know, we parents in conventional culture, you know, I'm the parents because I say so. And there's not a whole lot of accountability to their children. And so I flipped that whole paradigm on its head. I did not want to be raised the way that I was raised. I was raised with lots of abuse. I had trauma that I had to overcome. Part of my trauma response from my childhood was hyper independence, which led me down rabbit holes to research all kinds of things like the brain, like neurobiology, like psychology, like philosophy. So I'm very, very deep and self-healing. I'm very deep in these topics because, you know, my hyper independence, which was part of my trauma response, said, I can do this. I don't need anybody to teach me that. And one of the things that I discovered through my early adulthood was I had a lot of healing to do. I had a lot of these limiting beliefs, which I thought were truths about myself, to really look at. And I was accountable for those things. I wasn't accountable for the abuse I experienced as a child, but I am accountable for how I integrate that into a whole self, which is how I wish to show up in the world, and which is how I wish to show up for my child, right? And so partnership parenting was a perfect choice for me. And what I noticed as I started to research adolescent development, as my son became an adolescent, I started to understand the neurobiological and hormonal changes that his body was experiencing and how that came out in behavior. And the behavior was interpreted through my narrow lens of a person who had trauma in their childhood and a very, very tough adolescence. I took that personal. And in order to unpack that stuff, I had to truly understand that this wasn't about me, and that the gift of the checking out, or the walking by me without saying a word, and all of those things was giving me the opportunity to heal my inner child and the areas that weren't nurtured as an adolescent myself. So my book contains a lot of those stories that many parents, I get story after story and email after email from parents saying, oh my God, I had a childhood like yours, and I just thought this was normal. And I didn't realize that because of this childhood, the way that I had expectations with my teen it triggered me. And those are all spaces that give us information that we have work to do. And so one of the things that I said to my son early in his adolescence was, look, I'm working really hard to reprogram some of this programming that I had. I had a lot of trauma. If I ever come across as being too controlling, I'm going to give you this gift. The gift is, tell me I'm acting like grandma, and that will slap me out of it. And he used that phrase with me, not as a weapon, but to hold his boundary when he saw that my actions were not partnership, it was an authoritarian, and that I was the one who needed some reflection. And that became the biggest gift, the biggest healing gift that I had. Parenting is such a crazy process, right? You know, it touches on our core wounds. And of course, we want only what's best for our children. We only want, you know, for them to thrive. But their journey is to find their own voice. And it's not for us to fill them up with what we think they should have. So partnership is the way to do it. The book is about partnership parenting. There are a few chapters about teen myths and adolescent neurobiology and hormonal changes and things like that. There are also tools for psychology, psychological development and understanding, and tools that we can use to discover more about our internal worlds. And then there's a whole rich chapter of the book that is nothing but tools about core values and tools about partnership and tools about belief systems and things like that. So all together, it's a wonderful exercise. And I invite the parents that read the book to do the tools themselves and use their discoveries as the point of connection between them and their children. Yeah.
Phenomenal, Lane, just phenomenal. And so how can people get in touch with you? Website, email, where can they buy the book? How can our audience connect with you and support you with your awesome brand?
Thank you so much. Well, my book can be found on Amazon. It's available in hardback and paperback and the digital version. The anniversary edition, which just came out about 2 months ago, this has 6 more tools in it than the original version. And there's a special gift in here. There is a gift that you can make an appointment and actually have a free coaching call with me if anything comes up. You can find me at Transformative Mentoring for Teens. I teach courses to teens online using the tools for ages 14 and up. It's a 12-week course. And for tweens, for the youngers, it's an 8-week course that my son and I actually co-facilitate together. And that's all available at Transformative Mentoring for Teens. And then about once a year, sometimes twice a year, my son and I co-host a short course for parents in partnership parenting. And this sometimes, coincides with those that are using natural learning or unschooling or homeschooling as their form of education. It works really well with that. I am an unschooling parent, so my son did not go to school. We learned through travel. We traveled, we lived nomadically for 13 years from the age of 9 up until now. In fact, I'm talking to you from Mexico. So we've been around the world and done lots of things, but we share a lot about natural learning and learning in partnership, so multi-age learning. And also, my son and I, about 11 years ago, co-founded a company where we take teens to different places in the world for these immersive learning experiences. And I always say that the outer worlds are a way of really coming to terms and knowing the inner worlds. And if you have a teen who might be interested in traveling with us, you can always go to projectworldschool.com. And I'm not sure if I just gave you the link for the partnership parenting, which is partnershipparent.com as well. So you can find me all over. Just search my name.
Love it. Ladies and gentlemen, phenomenal interview with Lane Liberty. Great information, great points of view. This episode was sponsored again by Money Ripples and Mini Minds. And the authentic tip of this interview: in life, there are different ways to approach things, and learning those things is very, very important. Find ways to be innovative, find ways to make sense of things, have great vision, and relate to people. When you do those things in life, you are primed for success and fulfillment. Again, my name is Marcus Ogden, the host of the Get Authentic with Marcus Show. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Get Authentic with Marcus Ogden. Technical facilities and services have been provided by the Multiformat Network, multiformat.net.
Did you know that employees with caregiving responsibilities have significantly higher rates of unplanned time off from work, burnout, and over 30% ultimately quit their jobs due to the stress and fatigue of caring for their loved ones? When my father became ill from a rare condition, I could not find a caregiver to meet his specialized needs and provide thoughtful and empathetic care. The stress of this spilled over into my work life and quickly became unmanageable. That's why I created CareFluent, to provide compassionate and personalized caregiving services through a quick and easy-to-use platform. CareFluent can help reduce the stress on your employees. We uniquely combine our proprietary technology platform with a carefully vetted team of professional caregivers to deliver excellent service, which allows time for your employees to focus on their work. CareFluent services help to prevent stress, exhaustion, and burnout. Visit us online at mycarefluent.com to learn how CareFluent can help you retain a happy and healthy workforce using a benefit that is affordable yet highly valuable to your employees.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.